Chapter 2. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are, if you judge. For when you judge another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge practice the same things. Now we know that God's judgment is in harmony with truth, against those who practice such things. But do you suppose, O man, that while you judge those who practice such things, and yet you do them, you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, because you do not know that God in His kindness is trying to lead you to repentance? But according to your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath and of the revealing of God's righteous judgment. And He will pay back to each one according to his works. Everlasting life to those who are seeking glory and honor and incorruptibleness by endurance in work that is good. However, for those who are contentious and who disobey the truth but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and anger. There will be tribulation and distress on every person who works what is harmful, on the Jew first and also on the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who works what is good, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For all those who sinned without law will also perish without law. But all those who sinned under law will be judged by law. For the hearers of law are not the ones righteous before God, but the doers of law will be declared righteous. For when people of the nations, who do not have law, do by nature the things of the law, these people, although not having law, are a law to themselves. They are the very ones who demonstrate the matter of the law to be written in their hearts, while their conscience is bearing witness with them. And by their own thoughts, they are being accused or even excused. This will take place in the day when God, through Christ Jesus, judges the secret things of mankind, according to the good news I declare. If now you are a Jew in name, and rely on law, and take pride in God, and you know His will, and approve of things that are excellent because you are instructed out of the law, and you are convinced that you are a guide of the blind, a light for those in darkness, a corrector of the unreasonable ones, a teacher of young children, and having the framework of the knowledge and of the truth in the law, do you, however, the one teaching someone else, not teach yourself? You, the one preaching, do not steal. Do you steal? You, the one saying, do not commit adultery. Do you commit adultery? You, the one abhorring idols, do you rob temples? You who take pride in law, do you dishonor God by your transgressing of the law? For the name of God is being blasphemed among the nations because of you, just as it is written. Circumcision is, in fact, of benefit only if you practice law. But if you are a transgressor of law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If, therefore, an uncircumcised person keeps the righteous requirements of the law, his uncircumcision will be counted as circumcision, will it not? And the physically uncircumcised person will, by carrying out the law, judge you who are a transgressor of law, despite having its written code and circumcision. For he is not a Jew who is one on the outside, nor is circumcision something on the outside, on the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one on the inside, and his circumcision is that of the heart, by spirit, and not by a written code. That person's praise comes from God, not from people.